This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Ink. I-N-K, Ink. Text Ink to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000 in our national contest. If you don't text the word Ink to 72881, you don't have a chance in the contest. It takes a second. Do it. And then remember to answer your phone because they call you to say, oh my God, you won. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is ink.
But answer your phone.
Message and data rates apply.
As they say in the cartoons, Dur George.
Dur George.
Dur George.
Right.
Right.
Our other text number is 800-400-FM-97.
Nice.
It's on the page right there. Nice. We love to hear from you guys. Hear your opinions and topics,
yeah,
and questions and whatever.
Yep.
650 says, Ryan Tedder always gives me goosebumps. Well, then you're going to want to be at Alice in Winterland, aren't you?
You are. LiveNation.com has the remaining tickets.
One big bump.
Yep.
You're going to be right there. That venue is so great.
It really is. Just not a bad seat in the house. It's a wonderful place. And the sound is great there.
Right. Ryan will be on stage and go, look, 650's just one big bump out there.
Oh.
Because they're all goosebumped.
Right.
He'll be able to see you. He'll know. 415 says, red cell phone is 3D without glasses.
Oh. Whoa. That's neat. Hooman's seriously thinking about it. I guess it's not on T-Mobile, though.
Red is a big deal if you work in an industry that would use a camera that's that expensive.
I wonder if your brother is going to want one of these now.
My brother?
Yeah.
He won't. I doubt it.
No.
He stares at screens all day and has to pull off in order to not see double or cross-eyed by the time he's done.
But he might be like, when he does have to look at his phone, he's like, oh, this is pathetic.
Right. Maybe. Wants,
you know.
Could be. We'll see. I'll ask him.
Right.
Please stop talking about Ozark. Was watching The Lost 30 on Facebook. My husband was out of town this weekend, and we're only on episode 3.
Oh my God! You better get going, girl, or boy, whoever you are.
I got an iPhone XS, and I don't understand Sarah's complaint about the headphones. I often use Bluetooth headphones, but the phone came with regular headphones that plug into the phone. It just plugs into the power port instead of the other kind.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're telling me...
Yeah, but you have to have the headphone with that kind of adapter. It doesn't...
Well, it says she just said it comes with the...
It does, yeah. It
comes. Is there no dongle? You just stick it in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got three of them. I'd give them to you right now.
That's okay. And when I get a new phone, it's good to know that I'll be able to just use the headphones that come with it. I had no idea. I thought you had to have the dongle and the extra
keys.
No, you know, the bummer is, though, that I like to keep my phone on the charger. You know, like in my car, I put it on the charger. You know.
Yeah. Then what do you do?
Well, you don't need to. You got to. The battery will last you all day.
Mm.
You don't need to charge it again.
Sure about that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I pretty much need to charge my phone all the time, so
no,
I can't understand. I don't think that'll ever change.
Yeah, because it's a 6 that needs to charge all
day. Well, it needs a new battery. I got to get a new battery. Maybe
give
I'll
me
do that
phone,
today.
Sir.
I have things to do.
What do you got to do?
I have to go get a futon.
What?
Futon.
I need a futon.
Why?
I need a futon.
What? For what?
For?
Well, you have questions about
it? Oh, it's kind of the crappy couch in the...
Yeah.
Right, I see.
Get another couch.
Yeah, I settled that couch.
I have a futon, you know?
Hurts your butt.
Stupid.
I don't like it.
I want someplace comfortable to sit. So I'm going to get a futon.
In the man cave? Is this in the man cave?
Yeah. Get a nice futon in there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Anybody need a cruddy couch? It's really uncomfortable. Anybody? Anybody want it?
No, thanks.
You can lay it out. It turns into a bed. Really uncomfortable bed.
No, thanks.
Anybody? Nobody wants us?
Nah. Huh.
Hooman, you want to?
It looks nice.
Yeah, it's great looking.
It's a good looking couch.
You know, I wanted something that would look good.
707 says, in eighth grade, I used to hide my spike dog collar, black lipstick, and Marilyn Manson t-shirt in a bag by the bus stop so I could go goth before school without my mom knowing.
And then after you'd get off the bus and take all that stuff off, shove it in the bag, and hide it.
I don't know why I didn't just hide it in my backpack. Super smart.
Well, maybe your mom would go in.
Yeah, because you don't want your mom to be in your backpack and find that stuff. That's why.
Dog collar, Marilyn Manson, remember black lipstick.
How nerve-wracking it is when your mom's around your dangerous stuff.
She's going to blow your cover, man.
Oh, my God. You made my bed. My weed's under there.
Please let my weed still be under there. Please let my weed still be under there.
And half of Dad's Playboy collection's under there, too. Oh God. My God. Oh, they're all there.
She didn't want to know. And then you found a new place to hide the stuff, right?
Yeah. I love the Pierce nipple story, says 415.
Yeah, it's a good story. That's pretty funny. It just gets revealed. Oh, boy, there they are.
Yes.
I really think about that.
Last Thursday's secret show was amazingly funny. So great. Everybody's got to listen. Okay, everybody.
If you're very religious, I don't think you should listen.
Well, it might give you a different look at the people you thought were the nice people on the show, and then the people who you may have been framed as the bad people.
I've been framed.
You may just have a different look at them. Might be a good idea for you to check that out.
Yeah, but if you're prude, don't do it. And if you're under 18, it's not for you. And they're swearing. Lots of swearing. I can actually find a way to say no. Oh, Anderson.
650 says, saw Vinny at the beach on Saturday. Kim from Boulder Creek.
Well, hello, Kim.
No one said hi to me, Kim. You didn't say hi to me. No one else said hi to me. Mm. So I don't know what's
up with
that.
You felt lonely, even.
No, I wasn't lonely. I was surrounded by my family, and they don't stop. If it's not one of the kids, it's the other kid. Mm. One cries because that's all she can do right now, and the other one ever stops asking for something.
Gum.
You know what we should do next? I'm like, dude, we're on the beach. There's no next.
Let's enjoy the beach.
Right. I can hear the boardwalk, though, from here. We should go there. Okay, we're on the beach. We're going to stay right here. This is where we're going to stay.
See that sand? That's your toy.
Right.
Go for it.
Oh, my God. My kid goes, so I walk down there first with my kid, and we're just hanging out, just me and her. And she goes, can I go down by the water? And I'm all, yep, bye. So then her mom walks up with the baby, I don't know, 20 minutes later, and sees our daughter running from the water flying. And is she down there alone? I'm like, I'm watching her, relax.
I'm right here.
She hands me the baby and walks down there to just hover.
Well, it is the ocean.
It is the ocean, I know, but I feel like that's the biggest complaint I have about modern parenting is that there aren't enough parents out there saying, yeah, do what you want. Leave. Go. Play. Do it.
I'll be up here watching over you. Do whatever you want. Oh, don't touch that. Hold on. Let me get a little close. Now, see, here's why that's dangerous. All right. I'm going to start with point number one. It's pointy. Here's point number two. Your dad and I just don't think it's that good of an idea. Point number three. It's time to go. Yeah. We're going home now. I'm going to send the line down for you. All right, up you go. Okay, all right, great.
Jesus.
Let's get you in your car seat. And...
Parents
Mom, I'm
of
14.
The world.
Let me out of the car seat.
If I could, let me speak to the parents
right,
of the world.
Do.
Send your kids out into the streets, please.
Oh, God. No one does that.
My kid needs someone to play with.
Right. She's alone in the street.
Send them all out there. God.
Oh, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What you say?
You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man. No, the streets are abandoned these days.
805 says, come on, Vinny, not Gavin. Cox for mayor. You may like it. Look, I know.
That's just fun to say. What?
I know Gavin. I like Gavin. I believe in him. This isn't about, I'm sure if I knew Cox, And I, you know, he'd been around me a lot, and I, if I got to know him and liked him, I would vote for him.
You don't know Cox?
We don't need to hear about your Cox.
Do you know about Cox?
I don't know the guy. No.
Yuzette, aren't you an expert on Cox?
Yeah, I don't know that guy. I didn't hear his name till
is he a Republican?
6 months ago.
He is a Republican.
Yeah. Well, you might
Sarah,
just not want that.
You know about Cox, right?
I do know about him. Yeah.
What do you know about Cox?
I'm very, very interested in him.
Michelle's back there cracking up.
You knew a lot more about Cox in your younger years, right?
Well, yeah, I stopped paying attention to Cox in the last few years. So now that he's back, you know.
925.
I don't know much about Cox.
I think you know more than you let on.
Yeah. You're the one doing all the Cox questions.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd be a fine governor, Cox.
Right. 925 says, damn it. I missed the answer of, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
How did they miss it?
I guess they weren't listening. They must have had to leave. Huh. There's people out there who aren't sitting here.
It turns out it's just a Halloween movie only.
Right. It's a Halloween movie.
All right.
Durr.
Good to know, George.
Good morning. Can you wish Natalie Rodriguez a very happy 30th birthday?
Happy birthday, Natalie Rodriguez.
On the 27th.
Oh, we missed it. Saturday.
For the past 2 years, you guys have wished her well on the air. Let's keep the tradition alive. Love, right. Little sis, Melissa. All right. Happy birthday, Natalie. Melissa. Rip it up out there today.
Yeah. 30. That's a big year.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It is.
Okay.
30 years old?
Yeah.
30.
I feel like the one coming up for me is the one where you just want to be invisible.
No, it's fun. It's good. And life is so much easier after you turn 35.
Right.
Remember when we used to all say we were 35 on the show?
Yeah.
It's like a little outrageous now.
If you're looking for a new show, The Haunting of Hill House is great.
I've been hearing a lot about that show.
Sounds scary.
Should we do it?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really like it.
You might like it.
Vinny, not Gene Wilder, Marty Feldman. Right, the googly eye. Yeah. I forgot that. Well, anyway, you got my point. 617.
Gene, what?
The googly-eyed guy.
Mm-hmm.
You knew, right?
I did. But I thought...
Gene Wilder is crazy
looking,
too.
Yeah, he's got like the big eyebrows. He's like, yeah. You know, he has the big expressive eyes. We're talking about Hasan Minhaj. He's got a show coming on Netflix. And he has a comedy special on Netflix.
Talking about Young Frankenstein?
Oh, here he is. Yeah, he's like a model guy, though. Look at him all
he's very
sporty. He's like wearing a skin-tight suit. With a manicured beard style face.
This is his sensitive look. I'm concerned.
I guess.
Look. He's great. He's very expressive.
My son has a Thursday and Friday off this week because of Halloween being on a Wednesday.
Really? Huh? How weird.
Why do we have that?
I don't know. We should maybe consider it. I'm just kidding.
Are you?
Oh, time changes this week, you guys.
Oh, is it this weekend?
I think so. Let me double check.
We'll get an extra hour.
It was like
to
November
sleep.
4th.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's 2 weeks away, right?
No.
Next
that's this week.
Oh, no. That's.
Oh, it is
today's
November
the 29th.
4th on
yeah.
Sunday, this weekend.
Time. Oh, finally. Finally. Time. Dude, there I was sitting there at, I don't know, 6:15 in pitch black. Luckily, the moon was out, and I went, you know what would be a great idea? Let's go in the ocean by moonlight.
Luckily, it went well.
It did. We had a great morning. Mm. Both days.
I'm glad for you. That is nice. I know it's all you really want to do.
It is. You're right.
Let me be in the water.
619 says, why are you calling him a bomber? Not a single one exploded. And why do you think that is? That guy is way too dumb to actually put functioning bombs together.
Well, you know, they're just calling him a bomber.
We're calling him a bomber because he's sending bombs around.
Right.
That's why.
He's dropping bombs.
I love letting malt balls completely dissolve in my mouth.
Oh, I love malt balls. Yeah. The chocolate comes off and then there's like a hard center and then it kind of breaks down. It's really
and
nice.
You leave that in your mouth till it melts.
Yeah,
to nothing.
That
How
milk
long
does
that take?
In a little while. Got to be patient.
And you just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting.
Thinking about it. tasting it, enjoying it.
I agree with Vinny. Candy corn is ew, says 209.
I love it. I had to put like 10 in my mouth at once to see how that feels.
10 what?
Candy corns.
Oh. Thought you were still talking about those balls.
What, the multi-milk balls?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever put more than one in my mouth at a time. Probably. No one.
What would stop you?
Can't think of one thing.
I mean, you can unhinge your jaw. Oh, God.
I didn't do it. I wouldn't do it to you.
Thank you. Did you do it? No. You just did it.
Are you crazy? I didn't do it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do it.
Did you hear that crack?
I heard something. What? Did you do it?
Don't do it anymore.
I would never do that.
You did.
You hear that?
Hey, I just got an email from Michelle.
Oh. Hi, Michelle.
She says, Lisa Marie from Sunnyvale won the Disney cruise. She's the grand prize winner.
Oh,
remember we were doing
right.
Disney.
We've been doing that for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Lisa Marie. Hey, have a great time.
We got a lot of I'm out of time too, but we got a lot of text about Washaka. So Washaka's last day with you after
she
a great
split
weekend.
This morning.
She's leaving now.
Yeah.
She's at the airport.
She's already, her flight left like at 11, or rather 8:25.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are there plans to reconnect? Will you go visit her in Chicago?
I absolutely would love to go visit her in Chicago.
Has she already made a gesture or a pre-invite?
Yeah, totally.
She has.
Yeah, so I think next year at some
point. It's on.
Totally on.
That's fun.
I know. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
I'm glad you had a good time with her. You were so happy on Friday. Mm-hmm. It made my heart happy to see you so excited.
Mm-hmm. And she's ended up seeing a few different people, some friends that she has here. So that was great, too. Nice.
You weren't mad about that? That didn't
breach? Was there friend hopping?
Was there any weird etiquette breaches due to the fact that she was on your
dime
plane ticket?
Yeah. No.
I did not pay for you to come out here and see other people.
And that's my friend.
You must wait at your hotel for me to contact you.
Yes.
When I'm done with work, you may come out. No, that's fine.
All right.
Text me if you leave your hotel room. I need to know where you are at all times.
And everything you eat.
Yes.
Did Chloe like it? Her daughter?
Yeah, she did. She was ready to go.
Oh,
like yesterday, you could tell she was
over
antsy.
It?
Yeah, over it, ready to go home.
Wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
2 months.
She's been cooped up in a hotel room with her mom. And I don't think her phone is working.
Oh, right. Vaughn ended up doing a reset of the phone, right? But then it didn't.
Why wasn't it working?
It didn't work out. I don't know.
There's something wrong with it. She couldn't get the passcode. It wouldn't accept passcode. She couldn't even attempt to get in.
Yeah.
So she was ready to get home and get a new phone.
That is good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Poor kid. Imagine that, a whole weekend in a hotel room with your mom and no phone. Oh my God. It's a worst nightmare.
It's like you're dying.
She kept using her mom's phone. And I told her she was sort of getting a little pouty, crying on Friday.
Oh, nothing like a pouty kid, everyone.
They're very emotional.
I know.
Jeez. Kids are?
You know.
Especially like teenage girls. Pretty emotional. Well, the emotions are right there.
I told Michelle I can't be... I told Michelle to take Chloe away so I could talk to her mom. I'm like, listen, I can't be dealing with a crying 12-year-old. What are we going to do about this?
And?
Oh.
So we had Vaughn reset it, but then that didn't do the job, and Chloe got over it pretty quickly.
Because you yelled at her?
No, she didn't hear me say that.
Vin, you're looking forward to those emotional
But you know,
girls.
I don't want to be around a crying 12-year-old on a day on Friday.
Yeah. They're already emotional. They're not. I have an emotional 5-year-old.
Mm.
So it's already.
Children. But they're at least, you know, like you figure out what's wrong. When a kid's like a 5-year-old and they're crying over something, generally you can figure out what the root of that is and either just send them to their room like, no, you're not having gum. Or you give them a piece of gum and they're done crying.
Yeah.
But like a 12-year-old weep for no reason, just like, oh, the world.
Well, especially over a phone. But like I said, she got over it pretty quickly, and then it was all done and had a great time on Friday.
Over the weekend.
You said to Washaka, we're going to need to figure out how to make Chloe not be a total bummer.
Well,
I just had to come out and say it.
Yeah. And she was okay with it.
Yeah.
All right.
She goes, oh, believe me, I'm not dealing with that. I'm like, okay then.
Good.
Same page.
Great. So what do we do? Just lock her in the bathroom at the hotel and then we can go off and have some fun?
Over the weekend, my daughter came up to me as I was closing up the house after having been out and surfed and gear and stuff. And I'm like pulling everything in and she comes up and she goes, Mom told me to stay with you until you go in, and then she told me to go down too, and she names her two little friends, and I go, well, I'm done, so you can go. And she goes, okay, bye, and took off running, right? So I thought nothing of it, and I got in, and she goes, where's Isla? And I go, at her friend's. She goes, oh, that little, I told her to stay with her dad. She's not supposed to. And I go, well, that's too bad. I just told her to take off and have a good one.
Oh my God! What a rat!
Kids really know how to work it,
man. She and so then I didn't know anything had happened from there. I think I took a shower and tried to stay away. Mom was hot, really hot.
Her head was hot.
And my kid comes up and goes, "I'm really sorry, I lied to you, Dad." Mom, you're forgiven. Have a good one. What am I supposed to do?
I don't want to listen to you cry.
Right.
Close the door on your way
out. She is grounded. So she did.
She got grounded.
She lied. She blatantly lied to me to get sent out of the house.
Mm-hmm. What about the wooden spoon?
No, there's no spanking. I don't do that.
What about the other one?
She might. I mean, I'm not going to keep her from doing it. I wouldn't tell her she can't, but I grew up with that. I'm not doing that. Mm. That ain't happening.
That seems like it's just a downward spiral, too. You do it once, and then suddenly, you crack that nut and
get a bigger spoon. And
look, I grew up in a house where the guy really didn't have a good handle on his temper, so I'm just not okay with it.
How long was she grounded for?
She's still grounded today. There'll be no TV, no screens, no anything for one more day.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, you know what?
Well, it is a bigger pain in the ass for the parents than it is for the kids.
You're right.
It's no fun. Dang, oh, great. Now I have to engage with you.
You're grounded too, huh?
That is why I had kids. Yep, you're all grounded. Right.
Hey, how often did your dad look at you and say, you're forgiven, get out of here?
Never.
All right.
Never.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Thanks for joining us. We're open for business all the live long day. So you can stick here on the Alice. Lots of chances to win $1,000.
Right.
Lots of chances to win your way into Winterland. We've got it all.
The Washaka saga is over for now.
No.
But it was a nice follow. I liked it. I liked the whole thing. Her showing up while we're on the air.
The joy was palpable.
I didn't see the cane coming, but you know, we've all aged.
Yeah. Sure. I didn't see it coming either.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just, is it a surprise to you? Did you not see it all weekend?
Well, when she was walking up, remember?
Yeah.
At the hotel, I didn't, when I was trying to see if that
was
her.
Is that Washaka?
Yeah.
What happened?
Honey. She's got a bum knee. Okay.
All right.
Well,
making
I'm glad
fun
it went well. Yeah. Happy birthday again. I know your birthday period can't possibly be over by now.
It's over.
That's got to
continue.
It's over,
right?
It's over.
All right.
Nah, let's give you till Christmas.
Well, next stop is Hooman's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to do a song for that. So
no, we don't. My birthday's the week after that.
Yours is, unfortunately. Aren't we off?
We are, but I was actually still going to invite you guys over if you want.
Okay. You're throwing a party?
Just a little one.
Ooh.
Like a really small one.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about making everyone wear wigs. So, yeah. There's the, yeah. Wig Why? Out and pig out. Come on.
Why?
Because it's fun.
I don't like it.
Well, then maybe you don't come.
You know
because,
why? Because wigs are so hot.
Well, you can just wear it, and then you can take it off. We'll all switch our wigs around. Hopefully no one has head lice. It's going to be fun. Come on, give
into it. I got lice from Sarah's house.
Yeah, we got lice. She put it on her. I think it's my dog, but I don't have a dog, and also do dogs get lice? I don't know. All right, look, really, we should have left a minute ago. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.